EOD MIFTR.
Yeah.
Is not as far to tell you when the payment should be. It's telling you that it's not Choti Nisker.
Not Clayton Isker.
Right, and therefore therefore it's not like Karen.
But who said, and Clayton Isker is only if it's Itter Bipshia. What if it Itter by itself? And those for Clayton Isker. There are cases, not every case is Itter Bipshia.
That's not Choti Nisker? I thought Choti Nisker's on both.
Choti Nisker is only if you did if you did a second Maisa and you're pattering him because of the second Maisa, it's Choti Nisker. But Itver by itself, there's no Choti Nisker there.
It is, because you didn't return it. Is Choti Nisker.
No, there's no Choti.
There is. You should have returned it. You held on to it, and therefore it went down in value. If you were to profit by that, it's Choti Nisker. I can't read that the rush referring to both earlier.
I know. I don't think Aaron likes your shot. He's holding a knife.
Okay. It's a ceremonial dagger.
Okay. What happened? What did I do wrong?
They're just playing with a.
Okay. Can I go over before I hear the shot? The honest truth is, I'm not giving you. I don't think that's Clayton Nisker. I don't think so. Clayton Nisker in the rush was when you did a Maisa Pshia, when you broke it, B'Adayim, when you did something. But okay. But let us go over the questions again.
They might explain the culture game, okay, the way I'm reading it.
Okay, but let me just go to the question. I got to get clarity in where we're holding anyway. So the rush, first of all, there's two parts in the rush. The rush seems to be, first part is he's trying to explain how we learn it out. So he says, we learn it out from the pasuk. The pasuk's only by carrying. So he says, the group ain't always tricks, so therefore it's a diuka. It's a svara. The svara he, carrying is chai mishaskin eva. So I happen to agree, this fact that he's making an Asfara is a problem because later on he's going to be say against Asfara. The Maisa, it can't be too good of Asfara because the Gemara says it's starting from a Pasuk. So yesterday we were saying, it doesn't mean it's a svara. Pashup Shah and the Rush is that it's a svara that you don't even need a pasuk. You just learn it from a pasvara. But then you're arguing the Gemara. So yesterday we said he meant that it's a svara, and therefore since it's logical to explain it this way, so that's why we read the pasuk this way. In other words, we wouldn't read the pasuk in a way that's not logical. Since it's logical, therefore, we need the pasuk this way. Okay, I'm not sure. But what's the svara that he says? So it sounds like he's saying a very logical svara. The svara who? What's the svara? The Karen b'chai b'shaskin eva. Because Karen pays kein shekana, because that's when that's when the chiyav comes. Avogeva avishim b'chai b'chas mod v'din. The imoy dem mifter. So the simple pshat, I don't know, I'm going to say a different pshat, but the simple pshat is that the imoy dem mifter says that the chiyav isn't here yet, since you have the ability to be potter. So there's no chiyav yet. You can't say I'm a chayav. So the chiyav is first chow and shas amod de bedin. So since the chiyav was first chow and shas amod de bedin, so you should use the price of shas amod de bedin. Okay. Then that's the first try of the rush. So the first try of the rush is he discusses where we learn it out from. Then he makes a statement. Now, seemingly, the rush has absolutely no hechruch for this statement. He doesn't bring any hechruch for it. He just makes a statement. That's Amadim it did. But like now the hay is common on Yisham B'Shat Sikha Mechira. He shayt the Kamachai. So simple pshat in the Rosh. In the simple pshat, it says absolutely no hakroch. Except his hakroch is svara. Because he has his svara that he says is svara. That he shayt the Kamachayim. So that is what's forcing him to say what he's saying. Since it's a he shayt the Kamachayim. So that creates a svara mechrachas to say that the chiyav has to be at the shas svicha mechira. Right? That's a simple reading of the Rosh, right? That's it. It doesn't bring any hechrach. So where does he get it from? It's because this is a svara mechrachas. He shayt dekam mechayiv creates a svara mechrachas, and therefore, so our problem that we had yesterday was two or three problems. First of all, granted you have this svara he shayt dekam mechayiv, but it should be overriding by this svara of the miftar. There's a svara the Ma'ida Mifter. So who cares? This overrides it, right? So we don't that's Adamai. You'll say that no. Then there's a stira between two svaras. So the svara of Ahishaita Kamechayim is such a strong svara that it's doiched the svara of the Imodem Mifter. So first, I don't understand how it could, because Imodem Mifter, it's like, Imodem Mifter says it can't be chayiv till later. So, I don't know, but okay.
But later you're going to be chayiv on a ma'aseh that you did before, meaning it's up in the air, but when you will be chayiv, it's on a ma'aseh you did before.
But the Imodem Mifter, I mean, you see, okay. You'll come along and you say nothing. Even though there's a svara dimai de mister, okay, but the svara of, that he shayt the kamachayiv is such a strong svara that it slugs up the svara dimai de mister, right? So the problem is,
Kefil.
It slugs it up, so two problems. First of all, before you get to Kefo, if it slugs it up, so then maybe you pay Kishas Geneva. Right? Now there's, you pay down the hay. The starting point before was that you should pay Kishas Geneva. The only reason why you don't pay Kishas Geneva, because you had a Svara, Dimai de Mifter. But you see that Svara.
No, but that's in conjunction with the Svara.
Doesn't hold water.
That's
far I get slugged up. So if once that svara gets slugged up, so why in the world would you stop? So you should move back to the Shas Geneva.
No, the pasuk is telling me that it's not the Shas Geneva.
Wait, no, but I'm talking on the second svara. The second rush said it's a svara.
But if it works in conjunction with the first part.
But you need the svara. But without the svara, you wouldn't say it because you need the svara. Obviously, you need the svara. So there's really? No svara because you're basing your da'udeh on a svara, which is mukhruch that svara is not true. Because you're saying, well, listen, since the mifter, you can't be chayim. But you see that's wrong because since you're chayim da'udeh even when he made the mifter. So zemin the fun that he made the mifter is not true. Because the fact that the svara of Ahishai Dekomachayev overrides it, so that proves that the svara of the Ma'idah Mifter is not true. So that's question number two, right? Question number one is that you have the svara of the Ma'idah Mifter. Logically, the svara of Ahishai Dekomachayev doesn't override the Ma'idah Mifter. It's hard to hear that overrides it. Why should it override it? They say both. You know, there's, and you just keep on kicking it down the can, down the thing. But even if you can explain somehow it does override it, so then it proves that Imaida Mifter is a slugged up Svara.
Can I take a step back for one second?
Wait, and question number three, what Sandy said before, is how can you tell me that there's this great Svara of the Ahishai Dekome Chayiv, which overrides Imaida Mifter? You see, by Kefel, we don't say that. Now the Maisa, the Pupura Harif, they ask that kasha. The Pupura Harif, they ask the kasha from Kefel. Why don't we say that he shy to come a chayiv to make you chayiv from Shaskineva? But his answer, I do not argue with Pupura Harif. I'm not coming to argue Pupura Harif. Pupura Harif is a Taisus Yantif, right? I believe, is that right? Pupura Harif, I think, is a Taisus Yantif. So, no, I got the wrong cipher. Pupura Harif is a different person. No, it's a Pupura, yes, it's a Taisus Yantif.
Oh, it is? Okay, great.
So the but he gives such a seemingly, you know, there's a difference between, that's what I was saying yesterday, there's a difference between after the fact, you can give an explanation, which is very, very far-fetched, but it's a possibility, and before the fact. In other words, if you put a straw on an animal back and he collapsed, you say, oh, Zemin the foot, a straw broke the camel's back. But the odds beforehand to say that's going to happen is like 1 out of 1,000,000. No one ever assumed such a thing. If you learn the simple pshat in the Rush, that the Rush has no external hechra, he's making up this svara. He said this svara that Dalde has to be Kishas Amad Bedin, Kishas Kineva, because Kivin the Hashta, again, Kivin the Hashta, I got to get the words. Now, if you're going to say that's such a strong svara, then the Rush on his own made up that svara, losing out the same svara by Kefel. She said, "Well, by Kefel, you're paying Karen. So what? But he shaita the Gemachayev and the Kefel. What to do with Karen? Karen has nothing to do with the Kefel." There's a svara. If the svara of Hishai the Kamechayev is a good svara, so she apply the cable too. Well, we were yaitzi by Karen. Like that's such a fluky. So it just, where in the world does a Rush get the svara to make up such a thing? He's making up a svara. Which the Chari has no hechruf, and then and in order to defend it, he has to make up this fluky svara that Kefa was because you're chayiv in the Karen, and he's sticking, and then you have the Pupura, the Yamshu Shleimel's Kasha, that in order to say this, you have to say the most horrendous diik and toichik and loshen that when the Gemara says Kishas Amad V'Din, it's not Kishas Amad V'Din, right? How does it fit into the word Kishas Amad V'Din? It has nothing to do with
that part itself. That part itself, most of the Rishonim, you know, work with it.
Plus, also comes up with a tremendous daichik that the word Kishas Amad V'Din, which is found in two places, means two completely different things. So this is like such a horrendous daichik, and why? What in the world is motivating the Rush to say such a tremendous daichik? That doesn't make sense. We don't make sense. Why in the world he's saying, like you know, he's saying a daichik in the Lashon. He's daichik the Lashon Shasam other din. He's making that the words that the Rav said the same word by two things, and he means two separate things. He's coming out to the carbon is on the Pupura Harif is daichik svara. He's stoicer himself with a svara of Mifter. Like what's he doing this for?
Later on, like in two lines from now, he does seem to give some kind of a nechayev. Why in Tricha Mechira you cannot charge him, you know, if it went up between the Zman of the Tzricha Mechira to Hamad Abedin, you can't, there's no way that you can charge him more.
If it went up in price.
Right. So maybe that could be his Mechayev.
In other words,
he gives the Svara that if the price went up between the Tzricha Mechira to the Hamad Abedin, you can't charge Dala Dehei more.
Because what? Because part of the Mechayev is a Gneva.
He says, well, you see that with Karen, we don't go up. So why should you go up with Dala Dehei from the time of the actual Chiv?
Well, because you're paying for the Tzricha Mechira.
Okay, but he does say that it's not Mistaber. Where is it? So once you did the Tzricha Mechira, there's nothing else you can do after that again.
So he's saying it's a svara. In other words, he's explaining this svara So he says, I mean, I don't really understand by the huzo, by the hukra, I can hear it.
Maybe the huzo is already, once you have to say it by the hukra part, then it's going to be the same by the huzal.
Why? I mean, Rav was talking about huzal, right?
No, he's talking about by... Rav was talking about...
The case of huzal, yes.
Yes.
Yes. But he is...
Again, it's Yaker, Vitor, Minmeda, Mishan, Kizikara. The game of huzal is Ina, Basar, Indian, Sfira, and Mechira.
Huzal, but you did Maisa B'Yadayim. After Tzricha Mechira, you can't do any more Maisa B'Yadayim.
Okay, so he has a Svara that by the Karen. Even goes up. So it says likewise, if it goes down, you can't go by the lower price. Okay. So what does that do for you? So you're saying
it really takes me only one step.
This is a you have to say that this Zohara that Kimet Dahasha Kamechayev. So how come by Kefil? Why don't we have the same problem far by Kefil? If you stole it,
because Kefil, you're continuously doing something maybe wrong.
It goes up in value. So why?
Because you're continuously doing something wrong because you're continuously doing an action of not being moda that you were stealing by Kefil until you're a mother within, meaning you have the chance this whole time to agree that you were stealing and give it back. So you're wrong every moment until they bust you.
I don't know. You're chayav for not being moda.
You're doing something. That's kefil. Meaning, what are you paying? So what's your moda?
You can't say lav midi bebi. You
did lav midi ba'ofer. The puna charita by kefil. He should have said like you, because you're doing a new ma'aseh geneva every time you don't return it. And that's not a bad answer. That's not what the puna charita said.
But it's not saying new ma'aseh geneva, but as far as the svara of lav midi ka'avid, you can't say he's lav midi ka'avid. Kolzman's ma'aseh in the geneva, he's still doing something.
And what would happen? I mean, let me ask you a question. Halacha l'maisa, by kefil. What would happen if the price goes up, but it broke before the price broke up? Right? In other words, let's say he steals a dozen eggs, and then he drops them and they break, and now the price goes up. So what price do you pay for kefil? You pay.
Isn't that the case we're talking about?
Or you pay this price of the highest price it was worth when it went before you dropped it.
Well, that is the case we're talking about. We're talking about, I think.
By Kefa, you don't have the hashta that you're mischayev. There's no chiyuv occurring now by Kefa.
So I'm asking. So by Kefa, it says you pay kishas hamad the bedin. So would that be the higher price, even if it broke before?
I mean, if you broke it on purpose, then maybe you broke it on purpose.
Presumably, yes.
Yes.
So you didn't break it on purpose.
If you didn't break it on purpose, then it might not be as far of Hashud Mechayim, because there's no
is. No, but you don't have
there's
to.
No is was being created now.
Well, Rav is not talking to case that the price went up.
Why? Why don't you have to describe Hashud Mechayim? You have to say for the evil than this thing. The email the mifter. Kefil was this far not a dad. If I care, the Corbin is now said you didn't have this far of Hashik and Machai by Kefil. You have this far of the email the mifter. So what would happen if it broke and then the price went up?
You would pay the higher price.
You're still paying the higher price.
If it's just for the mail, there's no Hashik and Machai. I mean, there's nothing occurring at the point of breaking that you're being Machai Machmas.
And you can't say the svara of lav midi kal because you are still doing something.
If you're saying the svara, the is that if we're saying the svara, the moed mifter, so the moed mifter is you're chayev until you're not chayev until I'm on the bedin. You could have always been moed, so even if it broke, you could have been moed mifter. And as you went ahead and saw on Sunday, you know. Then it broke on Monday, and you went to court on Tuesday. So from Monday to Tuesday, you could have been made there, mister. So pashtus, you should pay the price of Tuesday. But did anyone check the Shulchan Aruch about that?
This is the case the price went up. Even the Karen, you're going to pay only the $1, like the first day. We're not saying that the Kefil Dalav Hei is going to be higher.
Okay, so you're saying that the din is wrong with the guys are saying.
Yeah, but because this is not the case Rav is talking about.
Okay, but the svara of the Rosh of Imayda Mifter, the Chara should have said that you should pay the high price of later. I think this is where in other words, we have to see if Sandy is right, then that shtat itself shows us that we don't understand the whole svar of Yimayi de Mifter. And it's like, you know, there's way we understand the svar of Yimayi de Mifter. The halacha should be, even if the price goes up or down, it shouldn't make any difference, but for sure if it goes down, now I don't know, be going up. So I hear as far, you can't pay more than what you stole because you're only mechayev for the stealing. So, but if the price would go down, so, but if the price goes down before you drop it, right? In other words, if the price would go up, the price would go up or down before you drop it, so you pay by the new price. So, what happens if the price goes up or down after you drop it? Why should it be a?
I don't understand. That's exactly what the Rush is saying. The Rush says the whole point of the Rush is that tvicha mechira is b'shas tvicha mechira. But KFL is Bashas, Hamad Abedin Mamish. So why?
Rabbi Sandy Gold is claiming, and that when the Rush says that the Shas, that he's only talking about when it's the end.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara learns. That's against the Gemara. That's not how the Gemara.
It's a different din.
But that's not how the Gemara. That wasn't the Sprach of the Gemara. I'll show you. I'll bring a Raya because the Gemara, what was the Gemara's Kasha from Tavra or Shasya? The Gemara was learning when Rav said Karen Kishas Hamad Bedin, he meant even if it broke. So why wouldn't Kefa also
the price
be
of at the time that it broke? But here we're talking about the fluctuation occurred after the time it broke. So we don't. How do you?
I just
know
mean that when Rav says Karen,
that come in after the time of the breaking.
I'm just trying to point out that the Gemara is learning when Rav says his dinim of Karen and Kefel, his dinim apply even in a case where it's not the end. So
right,
you would have to
be a price that existed when it was the end. But the question is, a $1 million shayla, What if it's a price that never existed? In other words, it could be that you have to have that the price once was a real price in the world. The fact that there's a different box of eggs that had this price maybe doesn't count. Maybe
I know, but I'm just trying to say, then you're making the rush talk differently.
And it's not really called Yucca Vizula because this box of eggs never had that price.
Maybe I'm just trying to say that's a dochik in the lashon of the rush. It's a dochik in the rush because you're saying when he says kefel, he's talking about dafka when it's still be'en.
Yeah.
When the Gemara was talking about Karen and Kefel, they weren't talking about that.
Why should we argue when we have a Shofenot, right? This is such a very simple thing to solve the question. Now, I'll tell you a secret. I didn't look it up yet, so I don't even know. But because I had a crazy day today. So I'm sorry, I should have looked it up.
Rebbe, it's not so simple because there's multiple pshatim in the rush. So to say it's going to be a hooker on the Shofenot, it's not so push it.
Okay, but Ms. Tama, we can find it hopefully in the Shofenot. But that's a very important shaila. In other words, because the difference would be, because if Sandy is right that once it's broken, then even by Kepo, you stop the clock. So then it's not such a big tumult that he says by Dao De Hey, we stop the clock once it breaks, you know, because Dao De Hey, it's like it's broken, right? So I don't know. On the other hand, then Gupa, what does he need as far of by Dao the Hey, because he shy to come a chayim, just said because it's broken. So I right, then if I can, if anything, maybe the rush is mashma, not like Sandy, because the fact that by Dao the Hey, he needed the svara of he shy to come a chayim, and he didn't just say, well, because the thing's broken, and there's no, you can't use a price after, you know, after the thing breaks. You know, at least by Tficha, the Tficha, sure, the thing's broken. So why does he need this far of a Hishai to come a chayiv? He should have just said, the thing's not here now. The thing's Tzvicha. Okay, so I don't know. So let's go. I have to conclude. So we have like this. The big question is, we don't understand the rush. We don't understand the rush because he's saying a tremendous daifik in Lashon, as the Yamsha Shlomo points out. He's been taking the language of Shas Amod Bedin and making a Lav Dafka. He's making a tremendous Daifik that Rav said two things with the same word and he meant two different things, which is a tremendous Daifik. He's making a Daifik that he has to come out to the Pupuna Charifta Svara, which is as such a fluky Svara, because in order to explain why by Kefa, we also don't say Ahishai Teko Mechayiv, you have to say, because well, at least Karen, but who cares about Karen? We're talking about Kefa. So that's like what in the world is causing him to do that? We're bothered by why does the svara of Ahishai Teko Mechayiv override the svara of Moedim Vifter? And if it does somehow override it, so then why don't we work backwards and say it's a simon that the svara of Moedim Vifter is not a right svara? The fact that you can be overrided, the fact that you can be chayiv from before you were before, and we don't care about the fact that he made them mifter, so that should prove to us that he made them mifter is not a real good svara, right? So those are all the unclarities, and now we have a question of halacha that we have to know. What would happen if by kefo, if it broke and then the price went up? Okay, I gotta go.
Can I just ask a quick side point?
I must go. I'm okay. Sorry. Okay, you should go ahead.